Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. We have a couple of updates from Lansing we wanted to tackle today. You may have heard in our newscasts about the ongoing standoff between Governor Whitmer and the legislature over budget appropriations, and in particular, federal COVID relief funds. To help us unpack this, Rick Pluta, Capital Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, joins us now. Hey, Rick.
Hello.
So there's this large pot of money from the federal government's COVID relief package that came to Michigan that has been banked in Michigan but has yet to be allocated in Michigan. Can you bring us up to speed on what the money was intended for and what's happening to it?
Well, yeah, and there is this question over whether or not it's just sitting in the bank waiting for Michigan to use, or whether or not if Michigan doesn't use it and use it soon, that it could be allocated somewhere else. And I mean, this is part of the continuing drama over who is going to control Michigan's COVID-19 response, especially when it comes to things like schools and business shutdowns. And so the Republicans have sent a budget bill to Governor Whitmer's desk with some limits on it, that closing schools would be more of a local decision than a state decision, for example. And now it's just a question of whether she's going to sign or veto it, and that would serve as a signal as to how this bargaining might continue going forward. And Republicans really seem to think that they're in the driver's seat on this. They're holding confirmation of the governor's MDHHS, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services director, still out there. And so there's just a lot of things that are hanging fire while this dispute over who controls what is that they're trying to settle.
Rick, what explanations have Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and House Speaker Jason Wentworth given for why they're holding on to the money?
That this is something that should be a shared decision between the governor and the legislature, that Michigan will not lose the money, and that the governor needs to bargain with the legislature on how this money gets appropriated, and they want to do it over time so they maintain a level of control for the legislative branch in this process. That's their explanation.
Does it appear that there's any resolution for this on the horizon?
Not as of right now. It doesn't even appear that there's any actual discussions going on. So no, but obviously there's a lot at stake here. And at some point, they're going to have to come to some kind of resolution on this.
Hey, Rick, we've been hearing that the governor is going to announce Monday that she's going to support the campaign to expand Michigan's Elliott Larson protections. Can you explain what's going on, both in terms of a ballot campaign and the legislature?
Oh, sure. Well, the Elliott Larson Act has been around since the 1970s, and it protects against things like race and gender discrimination. And the newest wrinkle in that is the push to add LGBTQ protections to the law. And I should say that this issue has been hanging around since, I would say since 1983. That's when Republican State Representative Jim Dressel became the first Republican lawmaker to co-sponsor a bill to do that. He lost a challenge in his Republican primary. That happened again in 2014 to State Representative Frank Foster, who said that this was the direction that society was taken. Should point out that Foster lost his primary to future House Speaker Lee Chatfield, who just lost his new job as the leader of the Kalamazoo area's Economic Development Group, largely because of his history on LGBT rights. So now fast forward to today, that there is legislation, there's a ballot campaign out there that's collected signatures to either put the question to the legislature or on the ballot. Governor Whitmer endorsing this effort isn't news that she's been pro-LGBTQ rights since she was in the legislature, but this is basically the newest push to make this happen. We've got two Republican lawmakers right now, Tommy Brand in the House, Wayne Schmidt in the Senate, who are willing to co-sponsor a bill, who have co-sponsored a bill that would add these protections. The petition campaign is out there. The prospects of a ballot campaign are out there. And so what the proponents of this movement are hoping is that the weight of all of these things will get the legislature to adopt an expansion of Elliot Larson, as opposed to, you know, waiting for this to go on the ballot. As of right now, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky is still on the record against this. And so it's very much, it remains to be seen.
Have you heard whether the campaign that was working on the ballot measure, do you know if they're hoping to get it on the ballot soon, maybe this year?
Well, it would go on the ballot next year, but they've turned in their signatures that they say that they have enough, and that since public opinion seems to be largely in favor of this, that the legislature should just get it out of the way, adopt either one of these bills or adopt the petition language if and when it's put before the legislature, rather than making it go on the ballot in 2022.
What are you hearing about the bill's chances? Like you say, this is a pretty accepted concept within Michigan's public opinion, but the legislature is under Republican control.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's kind of it, that that the backers of this proposal are hoping that with a couple of Republicans on board, that will make it safer for other Republicans to come on board. And they say, based on their straw polls of legislative support, that if it were put to a vote between Democrats in the House and the Senate and some Republicans who might come on board, that it would pass. And if that is in fact true, and we can't say for sure that it is, but if that is in fact true, then it would simply be a matter of getting it on the calendar in the House and in the Senate to make it happen and then open it up for adoption.
Yeah. Do you think Gretchen Whitmer's imprint will make any difference on this bill's chances? Or in terms of a ballot campaign?
Well, again, the fact that she supports this expansion is nothing new. But anytime a governor says that they're willing to throw their shoulder behind an effort, it makes a difference. You know, if for nothing else, then it inspires people in the cause, and in this case, Democrats in the legislature, to push that much harder for it, because they know that if they can get this across the line and onto her desk, that then it's fait accompli.
Rick Pluta covers politics for Michigan's public radio stations. Rick, thank you so much.
Always glad to talk to you, April.